Hello and welcome to the 48th episode of Appearing Offline. This is the one after the very special and crazy episode that was special episode 37 with free balloons and or hats. This episode, we do not have balloons, we do not have hats. We have wine.
I have curry.
Wine is yummy.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Barnes. Oh shit!
Squirt, squirt, that's a nice wine.
Did you see that?
I saw that. There's money, probably. Okay, nice.
Right.
Awful budget.
Right,
so,
I'm gonna take this by the reins.
Oh my god.
Rain, everybody.
Groining pretty good, isn't it? Isn't it?
Well, yeah, groining is good. I wish I could.
You asked me last week if I said as much. Stuff has happened in my social life. But in my gaming life...
His penis developed a voice.
Yes, it sounds like this.
Nah, brah.
I'm a penis. No, it doesn't.
It has a mustache and everything.
That's creepy. All I could hear you saying was, collate me, collate me. That's me sitting here going, what does he mean by collate? Okay, so games we've been playing. I mean, what are we playing? Well, you playing right now, BJ?
I am playing Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Battle Cars. Oh my goodness, I very nearly didn't say that right.
I know. We were playing Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Battle Cars earlier. Which means it's kind of a traditional thing, really, isn't it? Yeah, games we play.
That's a brilliant game. Really.
Yeah, always. Without fail.
To that point where BJ goes, you know, we haven't played yet. Oh, yeah. I like nod for him and give him the signal, and then we play it. Tips on a character body broke out.
Make
that
it is. So, number one. He's like, engage.
Are you so guppy? That's right, I can do both Sean Connery and Mr. Sulu.
At the same time.
Ear rape.
That'd be hard. Anyone want to hear me do Richard Nixon?
Oh.
So, yeah, we were playing Tips on a character body. It's always fun. If you don't have it, I mean, it was free with PlayStation Plus a little while back, but I got it way before I got it when it just came out. I definitely got it was expensive, but for like what it is. But then they patched and added more.
We definitely. I mean, even before it was on PlayStation Plus, we played the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played this to death
like,
now.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
So, game wise, BJ, you said you haven't been playing much lately.
Nothing new, to be honest. I have a huge list of games that I want to play. I played a bit of Black Ops as usual, a little bit of Halo Reach, because I just renewed my Xbox Live subscription this week, so I've been catching up with my online gaming. I played the Resistance 3 beta with you,
a little bit.
I've been playing, I don't know, not really much, not to be honest. Yeah, as I said, I haven't really had time. I've been working, like, quite a lot.
Oh, I know that one, it's horrible.
And my work requires me to go to bed fairly early, so I haven't really had time to play.
Yeah.
I don't even know what time with the bed I have at night. I remember waking up at Cameron's, like, hearing his, like, family go, oh, God.
Yeah, I had to wake up for work.
I was in a warm
It's like, while you were enjoying getting ass slapped by Cameron, I was at work dying.
Slap. What does that mean? He slaps me with his ass.
It's like a teabag button that uses ass instead of taint.
Go on, you bastard.
What about you, Judy? You are anything new, first of all?
Anything new? Yes. Sitting right next to me, I have a rather important new machine. It is known as a gaming laptop.
Gaming laptop. So, Alienware, MegaWare,
Alienware. Yes, it's Alienware M25X, and it basically is so heavy you cannot carry it anywhere.
No!
That makes it useful as a laptop.
No, it is not a laptop. It is a desktop replacement now.
My laptop's so heavy it came with a table.
It came with its own jack in case it gets a flat tire.
The laptop has wheels?
It's so heavy it requires wheels for transportation.
Can I just state, I'm almost awesome at this game.
No, in all seriousness, it's a 15.3-inch HP DV6 3085, which has a 2GB ATI Radeon 6570 in it.
You could have just been saying random numbers and letters to me there. It would have made just as much sense.
And you're the one doing computing at uni.
The usual rule is the doing more numbers and letters... Technology. There's an
you
algorithm
have
to it.
Utilize a graphics card for gaming, Ben.
I do know how to do that.
You plus the number of the length of the letters to the all the numbers times together plus the length.
Then you have to divide it by pi for some reason. You don't know why yet.
Then you divide by pi.
Then you take off your trousers and just teabag it to shit.
And then you know how good your laptop is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Find a MacBook.
It's pretty crap then.
Yeah.
If it's made by Apple, it costs $1,000,000.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, we don't
have that. Yeah, have fun with your £1,200 laptop there that uses an Intel graphics chipset.
Okay, so we'll talk more about the laptop later on in the show, but any games you've been playing?
Actually, yes. I recently bought what was known as the Humble Bundle, if anyone has heard of that.
Hey, that's that thing with all the bees, right?
No, that's Beehive Bedlam.
Remind me of that song,
the
Ben.
The Humble Bundle is like a compilation of indie games where you pay what you want to pay for them. For example, I paid 63p for 12 games.
Yeah, I've had one of them before. I did 0.01p, so I didn't actually pay anything.
Okay, first of all, is the deal still on? Can people like get it? I mean, how long is it on till? And what game is it?
It's finished today, isn't it? I can't remember.
The end of the day, or is this like...
probably the end of today at PDT. So
what do you get it off of?
It is on the website, www.humblebundle.com.
I think I've heard about this.
I'll tell you what games you can get with it. Let me just get off my website, this piece of paper I have in the office. Okay, yes. It's currently up for another 2 hours, so no one actually listening to this will be able to get it. But
did you pay for it for like PayPal or what?
Yeah, you can pay for it by PayPal or your debit card or whatever. Okay. The games you get originally are Crayon Physics Deluxe, which is brilliant. Cogs, which is great. VVVVVVV, which is another game. Hammerfight, which is shit. And then And Yet It Moves, which is probably the most well-renowned game on that list.
What was it again?
Crayon Physics, Cogs, VVVVVVV, Hammerfight, and Yet It Moves. You know, and yes, it moves the one where you change the perspective. You don't actually control you control the environment. You flip it around and stuff.
Apparently, so far they've sold. What's that? Like 300.
365,693 copies.
And who's spent the most?
And funnily enough, the developer for Minecraft, Mojang.
No. Oh, yeah.
Mojang, I think they donated about $2,000 for this.
They always do, usually, though, don't they?
Yeah.
The average price
is
$5.
Is if you were to do over the average, which is at the moment $5.83, you also get the older Humble Bundle games. So you get Braid, Cortex, Command, Machinarium, Osmos, and Revenge of the Titans completely free, as well as Steel Storm and Atom Zombies Smash. So... well, basically, for the equivalent of $5.83 is what, about
£3?
£3. Wow. You can get 12 games, and they're all good games, and most of them are on Steam, and you get a code to redeem them on Steam as well. So
you can play them on Steam then?
Yeah, no, you can play them on Steam. And it's a brilliant thing. You also get links to DRM-free versions of the game.
That's pretty cool.
And Ben likes DRM-free.
I like DRM-free.
We might mention something about DRM-free thoughts later on, as a recent publisher says some mighty words about it. What have I been gaming? Resistance Free, the beta of that, quite a bit. We'll get into that later. We have a kind of section on it.
Played that.
So yeah, we'll get into that later. But other than that, I've kind of been skimming around my games, going from one to another. Played a little bit of Resistance 2, you know, just kind of catching up, going back in it. And that was the first game I got, like, trounced. By the second game,
do you remember when we played that? It was, like, the only time we've ever played it. And we got our asses handed to us.
But no, it took me one game, and then I was on top. You know, I was destroying everyone. But in games where there are, like, 40 people, I mean, it's like... come on top, that's pretty impressive, like one of them. So Yeah, I mean, I've also been doing like a few multiplayer games where people come around and stuff like that. I also recently I got on live to test it out. It's not actually out in the UK, but I downloaded the US version and started messing around with that. The servers are in the US, but it runs pretty well for it being all the way over there. Might be my hair speed.
Oh shit, that was a plate.
Yeah, learn the difference between a plate and a phone. excuse me, mother, I can't hear you. I have spaghetti in my ear.
Oh my god, get in.
1 second, okay, yeah, my phone is still working. Okay, anyway.
Outtakes.
I wouldn't want my £700 PFP phone to break, would I? Fuck. Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm just kind of skipping around games, really. On live works pretty well. Just tried the trials and stuff, and then
Yeah. What are the trials? Do you get 24 hours, or is it an hour free? I can't remember.
It's supposed to be an hour, but the only ones I found so far is half an hour. Well, they say up to 1 hour, so some of them must be now. I've also been playing. I played Rayman for a while.
I was playing through that as well.
Oh,
God, that brings
yeah.
back.
I'm on Bandland third level. Yeah.
I'm about four levels into Bandland. I'm just about to defeat the B.
That was fun. But Rayman's one of those games from my childhood where it's great. I love it. The nostalgia factor adds to it a lot, but damn, I'm like shit at that game.
I used to be good at Rayman.
Yeah. Actually, surprisingly, I've got further now I'm this age than when I did as a kid, so...
I think I didn't complete it, but I got to a pretty high level.
Mm-hmm. I always used to get scared at the water level.
I hate water levels as well.
Actually, just, David, if I were to send you the sound clip, do you reckon you could put the sound clip in right now?
That's true.
And then you could hear the sheer terror of the music.
Okay.
I believe it's called the Swamps of Forgetfulness. It's when we pick up the seed that grows the plant.
Yeah, I remember
that. And then you have to fucking run up, and you have to fucking like run across and like grab onto the ledges and everything for the water.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And there's like the really tension-based music.
I really hated that level so much.
Oh man.
Because I think what makes water levels so bad is, I mean, it's not the water that's the bad thing, it's the fact that you have a time limit until you die if you don't get out of water. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's a mixture of, you have that kind of time limit light bar that's going down.
No, this is different. And this is, it's one of those levels where
general games and stuff, yeah.
This is one of those ones where it's level rising from the bottom, water rising from the bottom.
No, that's also...
And you have to raise
it upwards. It's the fact that once you get into water, it's harder to move, you know, and you're trying to move around, and you're like, you're slow and you're sluggish, and you're like, come on, come on. And you know it's not getting out. Anyway, wasn't this lovely?
I think we should play something a bit more upbeat now, David. I think we should play the Bandland theme.
Okay, you enjoy the Bandland tune, everybody, and we might be back.
Sorry, what?
Anyone ever shuts up?
And here we go.
Time for the news. Okay, first on our list is Activision wants the URL www.modernwarfare3.com. As many of us know what happens when you currently type that in.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we talked about it last time. Remember, you typed in or in your URL.
If you Google modernwarfare3.com, it comes up with Battlefield 3.
Which is quite hilarious.
That is.
Activision are pissed.
No, did any of you actually read the actual technical letters and documents?
Well, it's all lawyer stuff, really, more than the actual company itself. I mean, do you hear about that thing between Notch and Bethesda.
Oh no, what about Notch and
Bethesda? Bethesda are suing the creator of Minecraft for that. He has a next game coming out called Scrolls, and they are saying that it infringes the copyright of the Elder Scrolls, like, title. And Notch, like, stated he doesn't think it's... He has great respect for the Bethesda guys, and he loves their games, and he doesn't think it's like them. He thinks it's, you know, just their lawyers being lawyers, because, you know, their property.
But then again, couldn't you, like, sue the first person who made a video game, because now video games are called video games? Isn't that basically as generic as it gets?
No, I think it's more really when you trademark a name, but I'm not sure how far that goes, you know, because they trademarked the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, they didn't trademark each word, did they?
No, they might trademark the Elder Scrolls, the phrase, didn't they?
Hmm. The things we actually don't know. They might have actually, some places do individual, like, words.
Can we Google it? Can we find out?
Yeah, let's have a quick... Okay, you need to put near the countdown theme.
Sure!
Excuse me. Hey, you know, it's on the tube the other day. I mean, it's so squished in there. It took me half an hour to realize it was in a woman. It's a joke. I don't take the tube.
They have only trademarked the Elder Scrolls trademark. They haven't trademarked each word. So
yeah, well then they legally have no account, as long as Notch has a good lawyer.
As long as Notch doesn't call it the Elder Scrolls 2. or just that Elder Scrolls spelled like D-A.
Well, I did actually around Tom that played quite a bit of Oblivion.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I played way loads. I was getting more of him, all the cool stuff. Yeah, I did a load of the Dark Raven missions with him.
You know, during my holiday, I'm gonna have to give you that back because I feel really bad. Cause I think I threatened it for the past 3 appearing offline episodes that I'm gonna give it back to you.
Yeah, there was one time you were actually supposed to come around here, and you would have given it back that day. That's cool.
I'm so busy with work. It's fucked my life.
That's very loud. What do we think about the whole Modern Warfare Battlefield website thing? I mean, legally, it's complicated. I would say if they hadn't trademarked Modern Warfare 3, like Activision had, then they'd have no grounds on it. But they actually, they're in the name, so does it extend to URLs, really?
Well, the thing was, if you remember rightly, this was bought back when before Modern Warfare 2 came out.
Also, the thing is, depending on where the servers are based for this website, if they're... I mean where in the world, right? Because depending on the country, there'd be jack shit they could do.
I'm also thinking that Modern Warfare is a very general term, so it could... Battlefield 3 is a Modern Warfare game. It's a game about Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
But is it a free?
I don't know, maybe...
Battlefield 3. Trick question.
We were just testing you guys. That's what you're wondering.
He wasn't a Philip. He wasn't a Jay. He wasn't a Fry. Since then was he a V? Oh, no, wasn't that? He wasn't original. He wasn't a Martian. Then since when was he a V?
Oh God.
I love the other bit. You know, where Bender's. Yeah, they're in the times collapse at the end of the time, and he's just going, and the press is like, "Look at it, the vast emptiness." Bender's like, yeah, I can take a hint. That was also my hint.
it's coming. Chill up.
Okay, yeah. It's, first of all, I don't give a shit about Activision.
Well, first of all, it's kind of funny to see that Activision are actually getting like trolled this bad. Because in all honesty, if any game company deserve it, it is them.
You need to slow down on your wind. We're going to get drunk.
Actually, another thing to do with Activision, I'm in the Call of Duty Elite beta.
And you see it.
I've been on it about 5 minutes.
What is it?
6 weeks. Call of Duty Elite. It's like
Bungie.net.
It's like a shit version of Bungie.net.
Bungie.net is a shit. It's awesome. I love it.
Okay, moving on to our business.
Moving swiftly on.
So, who was it that said this item? I can't remember. Someone was quoted saying that the next Xbox, you know, they make the, it's the people who make the graphics, right?
Yeah.
Their name.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely tell you it wasn't me. Do you want to know why?
Yeah. Why?
I haven't seen Avatar.
I haven't seen Avatar.
I've seen Avatar.
I wanted to see it in the cinema and then it didn't, and I don't want to watch it. If I'm going to watch it, it's going to be on Blu-ray now. Cause...
Or 3D Blu-ray.
No, just a Blu-ray. I don't give a shit about 3D. So it was AMD who actually said this stuff, right? They said the next Xbox or the next home Microsoft console, the graphics in it will rival Avatar. Now, if you remember back...
Are we talking in-engine or pre-rendered?
I think they were saying in-engine, but obviously that's complete bullshit. Although, have you seen the some of the stuff coming out, like the real... Unreal Engine, like, thing they showed at
the WWE. One they said that no console is ready for yet.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I remember that. The hair. I like the hair in that, and the lighting effects were pretty awesome as well. Yeah,
actually, but then again, saying that, I mean, have any of you seen the graphics for games like Forza 4 coming out? That looks bloody amazing.
Cars
like,
are the easiest thing to get, right?
They're the easiest thing to model. When I went to university...
Yeah. Easiest thing to model, but to model to that kind of beauty...
It's really not... It's literally not that difficult. I promise you, most of that's programming for lighting rather than the actual modelling.
Yeah.
But I mean, so do you remember when the PS2 came out and it was taking stuff like this?
Compared to Gran Turismo 5, which took about three times the amount of time it came out and looks worse.
Is that Japanese?
On a, quote, more powerful system.
But do you remember when the PS2 was coming out, there were like companies claiming it was going to be like, it was looking like Pixar films and shit like that. And I can't remember, actually, they did compare it to Sonic. No, that was it. They compared it to a Golem in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck, are we playing games right now and stuff looking really good as Golem?
Saying that, maybe it has the capability to, but nobody's bothered.
Well, I mean, Uncharted 3, that's the best looking game I've... The 2, sorry, it's the best one I've played.
Yeah, I have to admit, Uncharted 2 definitely does look better than 3, but it's not yet, so
I can't
tell.
No, that's just like the online and, you know... But although the Uncharted 2's online did look better than Uncharted 3's graphical fidelity.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It'll probably be up anyway, because I've seen some Uncharted 3 stuff, right? And some of the trailers show bits of it where I'm like, yeah, the graphics aren't as good as 2. Whereas other things I've seen from it, I'm like, wow, that looks even better. So I think that's going on. No.
No!
yeah, so definitely Naughty Dog, they have it over there. Plus, I mean, playing the... I'll talk about that later. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be... This is just a complete blindness and saying, yes, we make very powerful tech, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it has the capability to, but whether or not it will when it's combined with the other components, it won't.
Okay.
Well, then again, I do know that a while ago, about a year and a half ago, I did hear a report on this new, like, its new idea for graphics processors, which could do... you know, like cinema grade CGI and in engine.
The thing is also about this sort of stuff.
The bad thing about that was it only ran at 3 FPS.
That's hardly cinema grade, then, is it?
Well, no, but cinema quality, but not.
The thing you have to remember about all this stuff, right, is that think about how long it takes someone to make a good looking game. Like, it takes a long time, right? So if we did have this sort of stuff now, without the shortcuts and stuff, we have even with those, you know, I mean, it'd be taking a very long time.
Development is going to like double.
Yeah, you'd have to have way more people working on it. It would cost way more.
I'm not complaining. It means more jobs.
Yeah, more jobs, but I mean, it would take longer and stuff. I mean, sure, good, but I don't want to be waiting 5 years for a sequel. Ooh, you can get that.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do another wait like fucking Duke Nukem Forever.
And we've proven that the longer waits doesn't necessarily mean a better game.
I mean, let's take Alan Wake. That was mediocre.
It was okay.
I mean, not mediocre. Like, I say mediocre, I mean, like, not good. AAA. It was more like AAA.
No, it was AAA. It's just because it came out at a similar time as Heavy Rain, which was a similar sort of game. And
Heavy Rain.
They're both interactive experiences rather than straight out games. They were more like...
I would more think action-adventure for Alan Wake.
They were more like a cross between game and movie, I think.
I think of Alan Wake as more of a game.
A goovy.
A goovy, if you will.
Which I just made up.
Goovy, wait.
Goovy, baby.
So, okay, let's move on from that. I could talk for a while. Let's try and be quicker. So...
Les Man, talking about Gears of War sequels.
Beep, beep. As we talked about earlier.
Don't call him that.
He was still there.
It pisses him off.
By the way, we are talking about Clifford Bleszinski here.
Yeah, he's been talking about Gears sequels. So what do you know about this, GD? Sequels.
I know that, basically, a long, long time ago, back when the Xbox was born...
In the galaxy far away.
When it was born out of Bill Gates' ass, when it fell out of Bill Gates.
Pretty sure that's not.
Game called Gears of War, which was loved by all, and a happy time was had by all. And
it was a good game.
Gears of War 2 came out, which pissed people off because the multiplayer didn't work for about 2 years. And then Gears of War 3 came out.
Cliffy B said himself that to not make a sequel would be stupid because it makes financial sense. Right? They're making money on it, they want to make more. It's just. So it goes, and I mean, so far they're not burning out. People aren't complaining. Ugh, that's more. As long as it's like this, it seems fine. But as long as it's all about the gameplay and not about the story.
Comment about it. Ugh.
As long as it's about the gameplay and not the money, it's more the point.
Hmm. So, what do you guys think? I mean, you play Gears more than me. I'm playthrough number 2. A little bit of number 1.
I'm all up for it, to be honest. I enjoy
getting number 3.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not looking forward to number 3. I just don't know why.
I mean,
the thing I'm most interested in is hearing what happens to Carmine. That's all I'm really interested in all honesty. Is
do you think they'll suddenly be like when number 4 comes out? Yes, he has another brother.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. But then again, there are quite a lot of them.
Okay, moving on. Next bit of news.
Time for
so there's been, collected editions. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, but you can decide for yourself about the Batman Arkham City. I nearly said Asylum there.
Will it come with a Batman branded dildo?
No.
Then I don't
want it. It comes with something Batman.
You get costumes.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, no, that's for the pre-order bonuses, actually. All right, let's think about that first.
It's not announced in the US yet, is it?
No, not yet.
It's only UK.
In the UK, if you depending on where you pre-order, you will get a different costume within the game. I think some places you might get, like, 2 or something. There's Batman Beyond, Batman Brave and the Bold. Search on the internet, because me saying the names of them isn't really going to make a difference to you. It's more
Boy
the
Scout,
look at them. There's one of them is
fat and slow.
You've seen the
Brave and Old
Donut Batman.
Yeah, one of them looks like he does in the cartoon. One of them looks like the Dark Knight Returns sort of Batman. One of them looks like he does in the movies.
What about gender swap?
Not
Batman?
The new ones at all.
Or should I say gender swap Batwoman?
Oh, that one. No, it would be gender swap Batman.
It's just Catwoman with wings.
Oh my god, Anne Hathaway, she looks so shit in that costume. one of them is from, if any of you ever seen that TV series where it had like the future Batman, he's not Bruce Wayne, he's someone, it's once Bruce Wayne's given up.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stuff. Yeah, the black costume with
isn't
the red
Batman. Is that I can't remember.
Oh, it's cool. But it's going looking like that. Depending on where you pre-order, you get a different one. It's just cosmetic, doesn't change a voice or anything like that. Obviously, it's already been told that you can get Robin some places. Likely, these things are going to come out as
actually, I was on Xbox earlier and I saw the stupidest thing ever for Mortal Kombat.
Hmm?
Freddy Krueger as a DLC
character. That was another.
That's pretty big. People are excited about that.
Oh, really?
Some people are
excited about that.
I mean, it's a creative use of their IPs, it's owned by Warner Brothers and they're different. And then also, is that Warner Brothers?
I might use
the wrong.
Yeah, no, it is Warner Brothers.
Alright, yeah, okay, cool. It's creative use of their assets. It seems like a good fit. I mean,
I bet you just raped everyone.
Probably not. They bounce.
He just appears and waits for them to fall asleep and then fucking like cuts them up and he's like.
Anyway.
Here that's why I don't Johnny. Get. Do the fighters have to be asleep
Johnny,
or something?
But here is Johnny.
Yeah. Then that's the thing where they take a liberty with it. But the collector's edition itself. What it gets in it? Okay, for Batman Arkham City, you will get a statue of the Batman. It looks quite eloquent.
How big is it?
Up this back.
In inches.
I don't fucking...
7 inches.
I don't know the exact number of inches. That's a figurine, you know, it's a good size compared.
It's like the work of a paperweight.
If you, I think it's kind of, it's on top of a box which opens and stuff, which is part of the slides open so you can get all the discs and stuff out. But you can move the figurine if you want to. It's Batman kind of in a sort of kind of slightly kneeling on one leg, ready to kind of attack sort of pose.
So it's Batman doing that sexy sort of like laying down seductive pose.
No,
that won't. Would make my life.
He's doing this. It's the sort, you know, if you've seen any of the concept art or like the trailers and stuff, you know that black and white sort of look. It's that style. It's kind of cool. It's a nice figure. It looks like it's built well. It's done by, I can't remember the name of them, but they are like very good at making figurines. Like
that's
like,
cool.
And they've made game ones before that were very sturdy, not cheap pieces of shit. So it's going to be good. You also get obviously the game. I am pretty sure you get all the skins we touched on earlier.
It's like you get the collector's edition and you don't actually get the game with it.
What game was that did that?
Game that did what?
You got the collector's edition but no game. There was one that actually did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I've heard of it.
Hope it was Big Rigs.
No, I don't think it was.
Shame.
You also get the game's official album, soundtrack. And the most exciting thing for me, I'm not going to buy the collection. I'll buy the game, definitely. But it's Batman Gotham Knight. This is a full kind of animated movie, which is not being made because of this. It was already being made. Warner Brothers DC every year. Yeah, they're home for Warner Brothers. Bring out animated movies. They had like a couple of them so far this year. There was a Green Lantern
Batman
one,
versus Godzilla, and
a Superman
Batman
one, which was
Power Rangers.
No, like Under the Red Hood, which was brilliant. You should go watch that if you haven't.
I will go and watch that.
Yeah. All those. It's a new one of that. It's called Batman Gotham Knight. It looks very good. Also, if you haven't seen either of the Batman / Superman ones, you should watch those. I can't remember what they're called, though. The first one's better.
Can we get into the stupid argument that Andrew keeps bringing up, though? How Batman would kick Superman off the
bat, which
is wrong, by the way. There is no way Batman could kill Superman.
No way.
Well, I'm sure he could, but whether or not he would.
Unless Batman has the ability to block out the sun, that's not going to
happen. Kryptonite, dude. I'm not defending Andrew here. I'm on Superman's side.
Kryptonite on him all the time, right? And as if he can whip it out faster than Batman can, like, laser his eyes
shut.
You
mean Superman?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Batman has laser eye powers.
I don't know. In one of the original movies, he just turned back time, so he could just turn back time to a few minutes before he got out and then, like,
let's ignore that, though, because that's total bullshit.
That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, really.
Well, the ending was, anyway.
Okay, you also get a additional challenge map, which is the Iceberg Lounge, which, if you don't know, that's where the Penguin lounges. It's his kind of base. You get early access to that as well as you get it and you get it early. It's all the kind of little nice inside DLC sort of stuff. You get the comic, at least I think it's not
graphic
sure if it's
novel
all the comics. It might just be the one comic.
All the comics?
No, for the Arkham City.
Oh.
They made a comic series.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether they just made one or if this is just giving you one.
But I'd buy it for all Batman comics ever made. What is it, like £8 billion?
Also, since we're talking about Batman, we're talking about the different things you can get with stuff. Let's go on to the... Did you guys see the Penguin trailer?
No.
For Batman Arkham City? Did you?
Is Penguin is he a villain?
He's a villain.
That's the stupidest name for a villain ever.
You never seen the fucking Penguin.
No.
Fine.
What is wrong with you?
Well, he's called Penguin for one.
I'll show you a fucking picture.
Does he look like a penguin? Does he look like a penguin? Because penguins are cute.
First of all, that's...
Penguins are not evil.
He has that...
Is he just a man wearing a tuxedo with a really pointy nose?
I have seen Penguin before.
He's a fat man, he's small, he has a umbrella. He's a crappy good guy. He's a great guy. Also, in this, if you go watch the trailer, it's a very good trailer, shows some of the new stuff, revealed him as a villain, which is a pretty cool thing. And if you listen to his voice, okay, it won't sound familiar at all, but it is Nolan North. Seriously, it's the guy. Yeah, it's the guy that does your best known as Drake from Uncharted,
everything.
Or Desmond from Assassin's Creed, and
everything.
We could list on.
Oh god!
So yeah, go watch the trailer. You'll see he doesn't sound anything like it. So anyway, also revealed that Solomon Grundy is going to be in the game. Don't worry, I hadn't heard of him. I'd heard of him previously, didn't know who he was. You know, alone there. Imagine the Hulk, right, but a little kind of thinner rather than kind of outward, but he's a zombie and sort of white coloured, and he's apparently dumb, but he rhymes everything he says, so he'll be like Solomon Grundy born on a Monday, like that, you know?
Grundy and Monday do not rhyme.
Not really, no.
No, it could be worse. It could be like in Mass Effect 2, there was that race of aliens which could only express their emotions by saying it before they said something.
Sad. I like pie.
Why is that sad?
I don't know.
Pie has never, ever been a sad thing.
No, never.
Hang your head in shame.
Hey, I love pie.
Hang your head.
I'm the person that loves pie the most in the world.
I will talk to your penis again.
I will let you pass.
I'm going to do that.
Last mode. You shall not pass.
But an Uncharted comic is being made. The artwork for it, I think, looks a little weird. What do you guys have an opinion on that? I mean, I'm not too much of a comic reader.
I think they're milking it like Halo did.
Yeah, I think they're trying to build up. I don't think they're milking it. I definitely don't think Sony is trying to make money off of it. Well, all right, they're going to make money.
They're going to do something that you're going to remember off The Simpsons, but you'll know exactly what it is. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Oh, I'm going to need more water. Squirt, 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 squirt. I believe they are milking that one.
Yeah, I think they're just milking it.
I think what they're trying to do, from a business standpoint, it seems very much... It's a great idea because, like, all these things they're doing, they're not trying to sell a comic, they're trying to sell a game. And they're trying to make it so that everyone, like an average family person, will, like back in the day, if you said Tomb Raider, like to your friend's parents, they would go, oh yeah, Tomb Raider, you know, or your parents, or whoever.
What's her name?
Whereas they want you to say it like now, like say, you know, Uncharted, and people go, oh, that's that video game with the really cool stuff, you know?
No, I don't think so. I think they're trying to sell a brand. So when you say Uncharted, people think movie, comic book, game. They won't think of anyone individually.
Did we talk about the movie last time? I think we did. How it moved director hands. Was one of the items. Okay, moving on.
Because there's news every single week now about what Uncharted are doing new.
Uncharted's so good. So
No. The game's really good, but like, they're milking it quite a lot.
So it's moved to the top of my list. Because I used to appreciate, as like, exclusives go right for PS3. Resistance was my like number one because it just I enjoyed the it's the whole kind of alternate history, the aliens, that was all really cool, but I don't know, Uncharted really stepped up there again.
Resistance even above Killzone?
Oh, fuck Killzone, that's it's a fun game.
I prefer Killzone to Resistance.
Watch out, Jeff.
You made me lose.
You made yourself lose.
Watch out, Sev. I just felt like saying, watch out, Sev.
Who is it, Sev, you speak of?
Maybe you can go into details about our next item.
Alright, okay.
I've got it, right. There's...
Assassins!
There's...
Creed!
Okay, can I just say...
I think he's trying to talk at the same time as me.
Ben,
yeah.
Nothing is true, everything is permitted.
Okay.
So there's this animation called Assassin's Creed...
2.
No. It's coming to me, hang on. Need more wine.
Wine.
I can't remember what it's called. But basically, it's this animation.
Assassin's Creed animations, by any chance?
No.
Because, you know, they always seem to have them, like, Revelations, shit like that. You know, the stupid names.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, there's an Assassin's Creed animation movie coming out, and it's set after, well, Ezio is an old man. And
you're beating people with your cripple stick, eh?
Ubisoft have said to... It's best to complete the newest Assassin's Creed before you watch it, so the one that's going to be coming out soon. Yeah. Embers. Assassin's Creed Embers is what it's called. Because, so you follow the story chronologically.
Story, really. Also, I mean, you remember before they did that Lineage, Assassin's Creed Lineage, the series of short kind of movie things, was actually live action on a green screen.
That was really good, actually. Yeah, that was actually really good.
All of those. Actually, Uncharted, we were just speaking about the Uncharted comic, and this kind of links in with the two different things, actually, is Uncharted, but now it's not going on. And before Uncharted released this digital kind of animated comic, so it was... imagine a moving comic, right? So it's in video format. It looks like a comic, though, and everything's moving. It has all the correct voices for it and stuff. But,
Yeah,
it was really good. I watched
I'd
it all.
I'd much rather just watch a fucking movie, personally, but...
It was really short and stuff. And comparatively, it wasn't like a movie or anything. But it was really good, and I enjoyed it, and I think... You know, all these things kind of expand the brand. It's nice. But the thing is, they kind of exclude people from the internet. I don't want to... The thing that annoys me, okay... The Uncharted 1 had a great... It was a separate story. But when it's something like this, it's like, I don't want to be missing out on some of the information just because I didn't buy the fucking book. Okay? Mm. I want to play a video game and understand what the video game's about.
It's a little... It's when a canon extends and you think that, like... It's a bit weird because, I mean, there are some people that will play video games but would never in their right mind read a comic book, for example.
Well, for some of the more kind of mainstream ones like Assassin's Creed, I can understand. But I know there was an actual Assassin's comic book back. I'm never going to read that. But
When it comes to like a fucking Pokemon comic book, you just know that's like the level. You know,
you're trying to say that Pokemon went too far when they made a comic book.
Yeah,
that's after like 600 movies, right?
Yeah. I've watched a lot of those. Yeah. Do you remember when you saw the first one? I went with Tom.
I remember when all the Pokemon cried when Ash was turned to stone. And I got a promo Zapdos and I went to see it in a...
Oh, I got a shiny... I went to the Curzon, I got a shiny Mew.
Cool.
Yeah.
I never went to the cinema to watch a movie.
Ever?
Obviously. I went to see Captain America the other day, which was okay, but very American. And... rednecky
shit.
Right,
what was it, bad?
Yeah, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
That's enough. But right. So general expansion of the art style looks kind of strange. I'm pretty sure I could get over it. Just
seems to be a running thing about comics we're talking about today.
No, not for the comic, for the animated Assassin's
Creed. Sorry.
Yeah, it does look a bit weird. But maybe it's a good thing.
No. I mean, they're being artistic. This might be produced by that. Remember when we were like Ubisoft saying about that, you know, studio thing?
Yeah, they were saying about animation studio, weren't they?
Yeah. So, from Assassin's Creed back to Modern Warfare, there are these headsets being made.
We should talk about this when we were talking about ModernWarfare3.com.
We should have. Fuck you. Anyway, headsets, blah, blah, blah. This has happened a couple times already. There's a wireless headset, this big one which you put on, like, you know, like actual headset.
That's a Bluetooth headset, isn't it?
Turtle.
Yeah. It's, you can have this little base thing with it, and the base stationy thing, so you can adjust the quality and the...
The interesting thing is what they're selling it for. I think it's $130, isn't it?
Oh, you bitch.
But the interesting thing is that I looked in a Tesco's today on my way home from work, and they were selling the... It's basically the Turtle Beach unbranded one. Or, like, of course, it's branded by Turtle Beach, but it's not branded by Modern Warfare, and it's £170.
Oh. Okay, let's move on. Let's get through some of these, because we're kind of dawdling on some of them where, you know, they're not that interesting. And we'll stay longer on the more interesting one. Yeah, we talked about collector's editions earlier.
Penis. But,
Did you hear Skyrim has a collector's edition?
Get in it.
Yeah, it comes with a map. You get it?
Definitely, yeah.
But what's the thing convince you to get it then, before I say what's in it?
Let me see what's in it first.
Right, okay, there. What convinced me to get it? Oh, it exists.
Probably the DVD.
That sounds like an... That,
the
DVD? In all
the DVD.
That kind of sounds like an answer
Okay.
Terry will give.
So as BJ mentioned, DVD. There is a DVD documentary of how they made the game. This, I would not convince me to get the game for one reason. You can have that on the disc anyway. So if you ever buy an Uncharted game, they have the making of on there, and it's very extensive.
And it's just your unlockable copy. It's probably somewhere on YouTube or Mega.
Yeah, and anyway, it also comes with an art book, which is always cool. But I don't, I never like artwork in a book, right? When it comes in the book, because I'm like, if it was a poster or a, I don't know, like a poster, anything I stick on my wall or, you know, place somewhere that can be seen rather than in a fucking book. Because
you can rip the pages out.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to make a suggestion here.
That's for me.
It's rip fucking... You're crazy.
Obviously.
Right. Okay, it comes with an armor. It also comes with a statue of one of the dragons, kind of like...
That's pretty awesome.
Supposed to be kind of peering over. It looks. You have to watch it. It's 11 inches tall. You have a height for this one. It's made out of what are they calling high quality PVC? PVC, obviously, so that you know you can't recycle it. Not that you fucking want to. It's It seems good. I looked at it. It looks really kind of cool. It's modeled from the actual like dragon in the game from the you know digital. File of it so it looks exactly as it should.
Yeah,
so you get a map with it, map of the land. I think that's.
Do you not get that in the game anyway?
You get an in game map.
Version, oh, okay.
But you get an actual.
No, in Oblivion, in the normal version, you got a map anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they might be including it in the normal one. I don't know. If they are, then they should stop.
Oh, by the way, yeah, your version of Oblivion no longer has the map, David. Sorry.
You lost my map.
No, it's still in. I was joking.
Quick, good, find the map.
I like never look at that map.
You didn't even. But if you got rid of it, was in there.
I did. I looked at it like twice now.
Yeah, sure.
Like the Assassin's Creed. I have an Assassin's Creed one. I got the my dad bought me the strategy guide, so I have the map now.
Internet.
Like, I know, right? That's immediately what I thought. I put on a smile. I'm like, thank you. but yeah, I mean.
Ah, oh, crap.
So this one seems pretty good. I'm not going to get it. What about you, GDM? We already know BGS.
That's good.
Well, you know how I am at pre-ordering my games.
So that's new?
Yes.
Ah, oh, Ben.
Yes, no, or no, yes?
Saying that, I pre-ordered Modern Warfare 3, so who knows? I might wait for my money again.
Oh, that was good. I am.
That was an epic high five.
Yeah, me and my little sister like high five, right? Because I said something and yeah, like an in thing between me and her, and then because we were like just like beat someone else in the kind of mini conversation we were having, and we high fived, and then it's kind of like just kind of small like that, and then it went explosions like that, and everyone looked at me like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I was like, "Hey, that's what we do." Okay.
Your hands this episode, by the way, I just have to ask.
No, not
this
yet.
Episode.
We've got any party
poppers. Okay. So.
Do you want to get a lighter and set fire to your hand, David?
Do you know what you can buy tomorrow, Gigi?
What?
Do you know what you can buy? Splinter Cell Trilogy on the PlayStation Network HD. It's been redone, you know, to make it look good, make it sound good, make it run on your system, and you can buy it tomorrow. On the PlayStation Store.
Oh, actually, yes, it's sneaking onto the PlayStation Store.
And if you have a PlayStation Plus account, you will get a discount. You will have a 20% discount on Splinter Cell, 10% on Splinter Cell Pandora tomorrow, and etc., etc. I know, I mean,
are they bought separately or are they bought as a pack?
I'm not sure. I think it might be both. Oh. But you can buy them on a Blu-ray disc. Bundle together. The bundle together costs £30. No, sorry, that's euros. It's fine. £23.99 in pounds. Individual title is £7.99, so £8. So there'll be three in the bundle. Splinter Cell, Splinter Cell Pandora
I'm
tomorrow, and
the
Chaos.
They're the old ones, so they get an achievement trophy, stuff like that.
yeah, they all have trophies. They're 1080p HD, stereoscopic 3D, etc., etc. Yeah, okay, so normal Splinter Cell, if you buy it individually in your PlayStation Plus, maybe 20% off. Pandora Tomorrow would be 10% off. And Splinter Cell, well, Fury comes with an exclusive theme featuring Sam Fisher, which...
God damn it.
So I'm not going to buy it, but I remember enjoying them quite a bit.
Really, you know what's quite blasphemous? On my PlayStation 3, the custom picture, I've got Halo Reach on it, like all the...
Is that that
PSP,
didn't you?
I love you so much.
He turned it on and it showed like Master Chief putting on a bubble shield and explosions out.
Yeah, I did that on my PSP as well, actually.
That's what I just said, PSP. So if I was to tell you that there'll be a second Borderlands...
I'd be happy with that. It was a good game.
I'm still trying to get you to pull the first
one. I never finished it.
Let's go into town. I'll buy it. Let's do this.
Okay.
Oh, should we do a hench session on Borderlands?
Alright, David has to buy it first, but yeah,
so yeah.
We'll have a hint.
You just get like pre-owned a PS4 and all, but. Oh yeah, by the way, I got Cameron Castle graphics, so.
Oh nice.
Yeah, so Borderlands 2 has actually been announced. Oh. It's coming out next year.
I mean, are they doing what they did with the old one, which was where they actually tried to make it look serious and then realised it just looked like crap?
So no, they're going with the pixel shaded and stuff. Pretty much just the AMP version, last one. It's only really been announced, not really much said, but it supports four-player co-op. The protagonists from the first game will only appear as NPCs, so you know there'll be new protagonists. I'm expecting that you'll be able to customize your character more. This one.
Last time you only got to pick between classes, really, didn't you?
Exactly.
And a colour.
Do any of you... two colours, I believe. I believe you can change your main colour and your alt colour.
Yeah, you can.
Classy.
Also, in this, it's going to include a dynamic story missions. I'm not sure if that means similar to what Skyrim's doing or what, but...
hopefully, because that's a good idea.
This is pretty much all the information. I haven't come up much yet. It's obviously, you know, AI is going to be ramped up, and there'll be more staff, and it'll be better and cooler, blah, blah, blah. It looks like it's going to be good. I'm expecting early 2012, you know, spring sort of time. They didn't really release it, I just said 2012. Looks like it's going to be good. Yeah. We look forward to it.
Do any of you remember the original trailer for that game? The IGN trailer?
They look nothing.
That really pictured a really important person.
It looked nothing like it did in there. I might buy straight away next year, you never know. I mean, because there are so few for next year comparatively. What have I got? I got Starhawk, Bioshock Infinite, and this.
Bioshock before... this though, I reckon.
Bioshock's number one at the moment.
Will you excuse me? I really need to poo.
Very well, we should continue on your...
We should pause.
No. You can carry on if you want. I'll just...
check this up recording.
Oh, just Xbox 360, jump in. When I'm back. Actually, what you could do is play the Benny Hill theme while I'm going to the toilet. That'd be pretty cool as well.
God damn it.
Yeah, we haven't on news for a while, right?
How long have we been recording?
Let's see. Nearly an hour. Means we'll just skip through something new real quick.
Why are we limited to an hour? Because of time it takes to upload?
Oh, no, we could do however long we want.
Bollocks!
We could do like 5 hours later.
Do that sometime. Why don't we just record a night?
I thought about it for like Sunday.
Sunday will be fun.
I got set up this one. Do you want to see the picture I got for it? I haven't actually used it yet, but I was saying on before another app. This is going to be called Let's Get Panda, and this is going to be the picture.
Ben doesn't fuck around when it comes to pooing.
Fucking hell. Wow. Did you even wipe?
Yes, I didn't. I know, honestly, I just sat down and fell out, so I didn't really have to do much effort.
This is the picture. You have to look, you have to ignore the game.
No!
What's with that? What's that?
That's the picture I'm going to have for the night, for the event. On
Facebook. Oh, wicked.
Let's get
What event have you got planned?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to tell you, but I was going to play you on Facebook. Having people come around for a drink and anything. On Sunday.
Oh, what day is it?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
This one. Damn it.
Why?
Damn it.
I've got work on Monday.
Yeah, what time have you got? What time have you got work on Monday,
this
Ben?
This house is closer.
I start work at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Bullshit. This when do you really start work?
Is closer what? To your work.
When do you really start work?
I'm going to keep repeating it. This house is closer to your work.
10:30 was that?
7:30.
I start at 7 on Monday, and I'm coming. I'm going to get really drunk.
This
and you
house
won't.
Is closer to both of your work.
How long do you work for, Ben?
7 hours.
I work for 9 hours.
Oh, it doesn't make a difference. So after you hit hour two, it's all the same.
I'll think about it.
Anyway, continuing on with the news.
The news!
The news!
Or as you know, we have to stop doing this. So, the developers who are making Little Big Planet for the Vita have been bought by Sony. As well as, yes.
This has been bought by Microsoft.
Yeah, that would make my life.
So was it also, I think, Sucker Punch was purchased a while back by Sony, which is a good, you know, then good moves on their half, you know.
Are we talking about Sucker Punch the movie or Sucker Punch the studio?
The video studio. The movie, amazing trailer. Kind of shitty film.
No, I thought it was really good.
I watched it. I was disappointed.
The opening sequences is one of the best cinematic experiences of my life. I think that was genius, the opening sequence of that
movie.
What
I can say is do you remember this when one. They were like, yeah, we don't need to rely on our first-party developers, it's all about having the better third-party games on the PlayStation 3. Yeah, about that.
I mean, they've got a lot of good talent, it's good that they're adding this company to their roster.
Their repertoire.
Currently, I've found an amazing group which just sums up everything that's currently going on in the world.
And it is.
I just liked it, so you should see it.
And I'll look at it in a second. Okay, the high-definition version of Eco and Shadow of Colossus is going to have some hidden bonuses.
Go into the Winchester.
So like every other game in the world, then.
All this to blow
up. You're going to... Yeah, when you buy it, you're going to get some... Dynamic themes, and you're gonna get exclusive video content on both the games, like you know how they made it and such. You know, it all seems good. It's gonna be coming out next year? No, this
are
year.
Are people writing where you are?
No.
Good. Just checking.
Are people writing when you are?
No. People writing where you are?
No.
All right, we're golden. We're good.
Yeah. Just in case you all know, if we're all dead when this comes out, we were killed by yobs that throw petrol bombs at houses.
We were killed by people with only one GCSE.
Yeah,
we're never going to be killed by something that can be said in one syllable.
Yob. Samurai!
Samurai is not one syllable.
I know. I'm saying you're going to be killed by a samurai or an ninja.
I'd be cool with that.
What about...
There's something you want to die against, but I mean, like, a chav isn't one of them.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you hear Timmy got killed by a samurai. What a pussy. Never gonna happen. Dude, you hear Timmy got killed by a yob. Okay, what is that? Like, some sort of yogurt drink? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's basically another word for uneducated knob that's on benefits.
Uneducated.
Yob.
Okay, so there's been you know Marvel vs. Capcom 3. This is why I said Capcom earlier when you were like money sucking, fucking evil, super crappy fucking video game companies. Capcom was just such seriously. Do you remember Street Fighter 4? Right, then they had Street Fighter 4 Arcade and Street Fighter 4 Turbo. And
No. Do you remember how many versions of Street Fighter 2 there are?
6.
8 versions.
Almost close.
8.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Same game.
And the thing, okay, so this is coming off of Marvel versus Capcom 3. Right? There's a new version coming out called Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom. Now, the thing about this is, it pretty much all it does is add more characters. Okay.
But then again, we are talking about a company that made Mega Man 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, X, X2, X3, X4, Mega Man Legends, Mega
Man. Yeah, but the bad thing about this is, you cannot get those characters if you have the original game. You have to buy this version to get the extra characters. You can't, they're not releasing on DLC. So it's like, you know, Andrew has Street Fighter 4, and he also has Street Fighter 4 Turbo, is it? He still has both of them on disc. And the thing is, one of them is just, like, the first one of an expansion. It's this kind of stuff that really pisses me off, you know?
Mm.
It's fucking... Because, I mean...
They're not being faithful to their fans, are they?
Yeah, with DLC, this could be, like, way, 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 way cheaper. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous. It's like, oh, yeah, you should have waited to buy it, you know, because we added more. It's rewarding one type of people, the people that didn't buy it straight away. Thinking,
people like me.
You know?
People like you, David.
Ridiculous.
People like you, Ben.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying this at one point, actually, like, when it got around to Christmas. Not this one, the like, normal Marvel vs. Capcom. And then this came out, it kind of put me off of it. I like the game, but I'm just like, it's a bad business ethic. Yeah? It's fucking this. It's fucking awful. Anyway, let's move on to some happier
games.
If you live in the United States and you want to get an Xperia Play for free, you can get it on Verizon. Blah, 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 blah. Fun times. So, anyone else got any other news that we can use to jam into this very long section? Before we say good night.
I've got sort of some news, but it's not really news because it happened ages ago. The famous Gmod hosting company Brohoster has gone down under, with the current CEO selling the entire company. Moving on.
That's quite depressing. Honestly, it's all sad news. Some is good, you know, the collectors and stuff like that, but I'm still the cat off everything, taking my mind. And there's stuff like when lawyers and stuff get involved, it's a bit like the Marvel, sorry, the Modern Warfare stuff kind of pissed me off. It's like the point in my life when I was like, oh, what do I want to be when I'm older? Ooh, a lawyer is kind of cool. Yeah, like, fuck.
Tax man.
Tax man.
That sort of level of annoyance, yes.
Alright, so we'll leave it for a bit and we'll be right back. So, the Resistance free beta.
Way, I'm awesome at that.
It's fun.
Is it weird that Resistance is basically sort of what's happening if you just replace the 16,000 police officers that are currently in London with like Chimera zombies? And
you're right. That is exactly what's happening.
And they're like,
I'm really confused.
Maybe if I punch this window hard enough, it'll give me a power up. Maybe.
Ben, you have a really warped way of thinking. I like it.
Make games, not war.
Turns me on.
Everybody loves a player. Player one does.
Damn it!
So, me and BJ both played the Resistance free beta. I played it a hell of a lot more than he has. First of all, let's talk about the look of it, the fidelity of this game. It's good. It looks very good. It's the best looking Insomnia game I've seen, kind of graphics wise.
Oh my god! I mean,
it just is. It looks great. So some people have been saying the game's very brown, but there are two levels available at the moment. I think there's going to be a third soon, which is in Australia. But right now there's a train yard somewhere in the United States, and there's one which is in Wales, which is very green.
There'll be lots of sheep in that level. Many sheep that have been died from rape.
Now, Welsh is an accent. I find it very hard to. You know?
It's annoying. Any Welsh listeners, turn off now. We hate you.
No. If you're Welsh,
Ben,
and you're listening, just do one thing for me.
I fucking hope you
can. You say an bumblebee? Okay, just do that. Just say bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Yeah.
No, that was Irish.
Yourself saying bumblebee, and that, listen to it. And admit that isn't the cutest goddamn thing in the world.
Bumble.
You could never, ever be evil if you were fucking Welsh.
Well,
it wouldn't happen.
Would you try?
Because I'm trying to take over the world, Mr. Bond. I don't expect you to talk.
That still sounds Irish.
I know I can't do fucking Welsh. I can do Bumblebee. That's Bumblebee.
Well, I was trying out a new piece of technology last night.
Sorry, I watched out to find that. I wish I can't. So I
Why did your Welsh sound like Nixon?
I wasn't doing Welsh, I was doing Nixon. Well, you know, I put on a pantry and a wiener. So, Yeah, it looks great. As far as the gameplay goes, it's an FPS. The controls are kind of more warfare wise.
Oh, man, I wanted to be a second person shooter, and I don't even know what that is.
That saying he, she, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a game that tells you what to do, so it's like every game.
Oh. It's complicated what second person is.
No, wait. No, he, she is third person.
No, it's you, so it'd be like, you do this, you do that.
Maybe he, she is second person.
No, he, she is third person. Like, he did this, she did that.
Yeah.
What's second person then again?
Second person is when you are commanded to do it and you...
Yeah, like you.
It basically says, you do this.
Like, would you come?
So it's like... you, David.
Anyway. It plays well. The weapons are the most...
Okay, come on.
It plays pretty well. The weapons are the best thing, obviously, because that's what Insomniac are known for, exciting weapons. And really, just they get you have the ability to upgrade them this time around. And, you know, you can, like the shotgun, you can use to set people on fire, and they all have secondary abilities that you can use and stuff. And it's really quite good. Going around, I mean, I've been doing pretty well that well.
Didn't they have that before, though?
What?
Secondary abilities on the weapons.
They did. It's just now the weapons are upgradable. It's just all the weapons, it's cool to see what the different things are in them. And, I mean, you have all the, like, abilities and stuff you can use. Also, they have kill streaks. You get free kills. You will either get a cloak temporarily or a shield temporarily, which kind of saves...
That's only for your Chimera, isn't it?
No, it can... Either for...
You just skill the invisibility cloak straight from out.
And if you get 6 kills... You get to use the auger for a while. The auger is a weapon that can shoot through walls, which gives you a great advantage. You can kill quite a few people with that. And if you get 9 kills without dying, you get to kind of mutate your character. If you're Chimera, you'll become a Ravager, which is a big character from the second game. You get it's called the Atomizer. I think, at least, I'm not sure if it is, but that's the one that's going to
become
Yes, it's quite. You hit someone point blank once and then die. So, you get to be there for a while, you have like more health and stuff. So, and it's only temporary, and it's kind of cool to do. The most kills I've got without dying, in my first life, in one of the matches, like 16 kills.
They just got their asses kicked.
Yeah, our team was.
Damn it.
So, yeah, that was it's a good game, it's fun, definitely. They have the matchmaking down at the moment. I got into the beta early, I got in about 10 days ago.
Yeah.
No, not 10 days ago, sorry, about 20. 2 weeks ago. Over 2 weeks ago. Yeah, just over 2 weeks ago. Or 1 week. I don't know, 10 days. Let's just say 10 days. It's confusing me now.
What?
Which was, I was in it when it was a close friends and family beta. Then just, is it, this Tuesday gone by, it got, Tuesday, no, last Tuesday. It got upgraded to Thursday. I think it got upgraded to so people who bought SOCOM got in on it, and now it's got to the point where in I think tomorrow or so PlayStation Plus people get in on it. It's very good. I recommend everyone check it out, but there's not much to say. Thing is, it's first person shooter. We all know how they work. They have two modes available: team deathmatch and control the. I don't remember what it's called. It's literally one where you, there are a number of nodes you have to capture one by one, kind of in a series.
Patron points?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to capture number one, then number two, then number three. Whereas their team would have to capture them in the yellow order. So I think there are, you know, you'd have two small ones and a big one, and they'll have two small ones. And once you capture all of them, you win. And it's not only just stand by them, some of them you have to push a button to activate stuff. So it's, you know, so you can be killed while you're pressing a button and stuff like that. It's a fun game, the weapons are interesting, it plays really well, it's addictive. Yeah, you can only go up to level 20 so far. I got there really quickly. Generally it's fun, give it a go.
Yeah, I think I will definitely play that quite a lot.
Although after talking like with people who have also played it,
Ben, I'm not going to play it.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
yeah, I think you can hear me. I'm looking forward to Uncharted 4.
Yeah, stupid guy's a bit of a dick.
I agree. I'm joking, I love you.
Yeah,
love
you, sirs, have been back.
If you would like to email us, our email address is appearingoffline@googlemail.com. You can send us a reader review on iTunes, which is searching Appearing Offline. I apologize. You can also listen to us on podomatic.com. Simply search Appearing Offline yet again. And I believe you can even
listen to it
on our Twitter, which is @offlinecoms.
We post every now and again.
We post every now and again, which is basically once an episode is up.
I post on it, so. Saying what we're doing. So. Mm.
Please write to us, we miss you.
Every time you don't write to us, Ben dies a little inside.
And as a result, I kill the game. By the way, guys, every time you don't write to us, Gabe Newell delays episode 3 by at least a month.
Please, God, write to us.
Well, it seems like we just received 5 emails from Colin. 6, Jesus, okay, our inbox is full. Please do not send us any more emails. Our inbox is full.
Please, he's joking. Please actually do send us emails.
Yeah, I want some emails right now.
Emails, nom.
Okay, I believe we should call it, guys.
We're off to enjoy some more wine.
Wine and offline.
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 Yeah, we just...